But just to end, and that is that as it relates to this inyan of a man being born a shida, so what came to mind is the Zohar HaKadosh. Right, the Zohar HaKadosh says, we know that Esther was married to Achashverosh. And Chazal say that she was Yosheves Pechekoi Shal Achashverosh, V'toyvelos, V'yosheves Pechekoi Shal Mordechai. Toysa Esther Kasha, what about Avchono, V'yishloim HaShoysa Mishamashos B'moich, and all the famous raid. But it's Yaduah that in the Sifrei Kabbalah, there's a whole other mahalach to this. And that is, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Esther was Mashpia, a Shida, and when she was Mashpia, the Shida, it was the Shida. It was the Shida that ultimately was together with Achashverosh. So she herself was never with Achashverosh. It was only the Shida that was with Achashverosh. In fact, so the Ander of Azogin, Sifrei Kabbalah, that Daryovish was the son of Esther and Achashverosh, it's not true. He wasn't the son of Esther and Achashverosh. Daryovish was the son of this demon and Achashverosh. And that would explain why Daryovish has a din of a guy and not a din of a year. And this ties into all that raid. But the bottom line is, Azoish state in Sifrei Kabbalah. Oh, but the Ben Ishchai in the Ben Yoyada says that that's Pashit. The Zohar Kodesh says that she was Mashpia Shida and had a child, right? Like Horman Bar Lilas, right? Everyone's bringing Horman Bar Lilas. Lachar, you have Esther, Shtiklar. But the Emes is, he says that it's true she was Mashpia Shida, but until the end. Until the end, that last time that when she went in and she was Nivala Beratzen, so the Ben Ishchai said that at that point she was Takin Nivala, at that point she was Takin Nivala Beratzen. And the Svar Makdoshim Taich, based on this, that Mordechai tells Esther, Al Tidami Benafshech, Ki Im Hacheresh Tacharishi Be'is HaZois, Revach Vatzolo Yamid Li Yehudim, B'makim Acher. So the Svar Makdoshim, the Chesidus Svar Taich, that up until now Esther was sending this demon in to be with Achashverosh. So Mordechai told Esther that Al Tedami Benafshech, don't do that now. Don't send the Dmus of you. Al Tedami, don't send the Dmus. You know why? Because Kiim Acheresh Tacharishi. Because if you yourself are not going to do what you need to do, then Revach V'Hatzola Yamed LeYehudim Mimakim Acher. The Revach V'Hatzola is going to come, but it's going to come from the Makim Acher. It's going to come from the Sitra Achera. And if the Revach V'Hatzola is going to come from the Sitra Achera, it's not going to be B'Shleimus. And if it's not going to be B'Shleimus, there's going to be a Chsarin in the Hatzola of Klal Yisrael. So he says, Al Tadami Ben Avshech. This is not, you can't do that anymore. You can't go anymore with a Dimyin. Because Kim Hachrish Tacharishi Revach V'Hatzola Yamad La'Yehuda B'Makim Acher V'Advarim Matikim. This is a fascinating question. What this reminded me of a little bit was the Chacham Tzvi Shaila. Obviously a very different sugya. But the Chacham Tzvi Shaila, if the Goylem is Mitzdarif to a minion, right? How do you don a Goylem and a Sheik and all these different, like, these creatures that are in between somehow? And the question is, how does Allah view them? Right? The Chacham Tzvi had it said that the Goylem wasn't just a person, that the Goylem was a Yid. He's even Mitzdarif Laminyan. Right? That the Goylem could actually be Mitzdarif Laminyan. Incidentally, I heard from Rav Ernst Shlita recently, told me that, you know, the Mishnah Brura actually brings the Halach, the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchas Tefillah. So he's discussing the halachas of Minyan, and he says, Ayin b'chacham tzvi. Since take a look at the chacham tzvi, where the chacham tzvi cleared whether or not a goylem is mitzdarif l'minyan. So yes, he says, Chvashtenish, the Mishnah Brura had to bring this chacham tzvi, but this is halacha l'maisa, in case somebody builds a goylem today in his backyard, so he should know whether he can count it for a minyan. Like, Pasha, what's the hava? I mean, why would he have to bring it? It's a good ar. He said, Mistana, he said the Chofetz Chaim was giving the Yidin Amunah. He was being mechazik there, and he was trying to tell Klal Yisrael. He was trying to show us, I'm mostly giving a goylem, I'm mostly giving koiches. Today we live in a world of hest upon him. Today we live in a world where these things all seem very, very foreign. But once upon a time, there was a goylem. And you should know, once upon a time, there was a yid, the poisek adar, the chacham tzvi actually wrote a tshuva, whether or not the goylem could be mistar of laminyan. Again, mi'inyan le'inyan, very much not ba'isa inyan, but this is the fascinating shmuz. It's just an overview of a classic discussion that appears a lot in the tshuvas from Gedolei Yisrael. I thought it was kedai just to do a very, very rough overview.